Blog Talk Radio.
Homie said that he a blood. We gon'
connect the dots. Connect the dots. Link with the connect and we collect them blocks. Run into a pussy and collect the swatch. When we catch a headshot, disconnect the top. Woo!
Let's talk about the trap, let's talk about the street.
What is up?
You look up to Jordan, we look up to Meech. Clean a nigga, block up, leave that bitch bleach. Spend a half a quarter on the
money. Niggas tryna call me, tryna make another beat. My baby mama bitchin', but she still be fucking me. You blowin' up her phone and she steady sucking me. Whoa, whoa. You a sucker, sucker. I gotta bend over, finna fuck a fucker. Them boys police, them niggas undercover. Little bitch, that pussy so dry, you finna break the rubber. I done took a nigga life and I'd take another. Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jet. Nigga, we ain't going out sad. Y'all nigga going out bad. Y'all nigga hang around fat. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat. 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 Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat.
We cannot throw in the towel. Niggas a gun, you down. You better move like a cow. Niggas will shoot up the crowd. Kissing off like a trial. These niggas are running your house. Fucking that thot in the mouth, got Dolce & Gabbana on my cow. Bitch, ball of shit, rat, gay, what we talking about? Bitch, sucking dick for the fame, get the fuck out. Pop me a perk, send me some circ, I'm tripping the fuck out. Send me the skirts, send him the merc and he get knocked out. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, she sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I did when the smash, so bitch bending over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the own. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad. She sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask. I did when the smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash. I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast. I go get the bag, then go by the ocean. Get your hoe from the blind side. I got it on me, I'm fine, you're dying. Eat your dick, she whine and dine. I fuck her, she whine and crying.
Smash, smash, smash.
But when they get loud, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bow to doubt it, my niggas turn to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out there. Y'all niggas going out bad. Y'all niggas hang around bad. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh.
Birthday. Hit the curve, do your number, pick up money. Jump out on my porch and hit the ground running. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. You haul van, get them all, me and what you call it. Money on the phone, money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new shade, cause the money got a wall for it. I just spent a day in the bay. Before I walk to it, all about my business and my pocket number white folk. Money came by love, cut it, bitch, they need my tight dope. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put widow, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. When Robin was a job, I would do that shit from 9 to 4. My partner drove from Holly Grove to hell to get them jams. And I rework every number with money in my hand. Rose Day, hit the curve, do your number. Showed out mama porch and hit the ground running. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank to 100 Benjamin.
I'm only enemy. Got a cold with my dogs, can get in between. I can give them life, no more energy. Amen, amen. Spend about 60 on the time, I can't even lie. No way in, no way out, this shit do or die. So I roll, when I roll, must be suicide. Amen, amen.
I can ride Benz, I don't do peace. I peace, I beast, I gotta eat. Saber tooth, tiger, diamond tooth, teeth. Rockin' right now, won't you come pee? People's outside. The way that ass shake, leave your mouth wide. You need to say grace for you to say thanks.
Amen, amen. There's love in my life, don't know what's in store. I've been dealing with these blessings that I can't ignore. Putting up the numbers, we ain't keeping score. Amen, amen. I been on the block with it in my side. Run it in our house for 12 o'clock. Yeah, the hood love me, but you gotta watch. Amen, amen.
I just pop three, I don't do sleep. Yeah, tryna shoot a scene, make a movie. Yeah, we gon' fall through, coming through deep.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, packed it from the south, moved it to the west. Iced the logo on the cross, threw it on my neck. Yeah, when I rep the set, gotta stay blessed. Yeah.
Amen, amen. People tryna say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can't get in between. I can't give them life no more energy.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me.
Amen.
I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. Yeah, yeah. Couple bands won't change me. I'ma still be the same me. Yeah. Niggas say they made me. He just mad cause he hate me.
Yeah.
Clip shooting like Katie. Pull a hard time Brady. Woo. Now I'm about to go crazy. And your bitch drunk in love.
Go.
Got me feeling like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'm a motherfucking god. Pulled up with your lady. Everything I do is big.
Yeah.
On the road like gravy.
Hey.
And I'm turned to the max. Might be cause I'm wavy. Do it for all of my niggas. I pull a force on my niggas. I don't do drugs, but I just put them in jiggas and pass them all on my niggas. Once I get back, them in the back of my grizzly. Then I start pouring that liquor. Then I just kill them. Then I stop talking to niggas. Stop fucking with all of these niggas. I fuck them all. Find me a bitch that can fuck. I be fucking with all of these bitches. And I got a deal. They want my baby right now. So I stop going rolling these bitches. I fuck them once. Then I stop liking their pics. Then I stop calling these bitches. I got the rock. I got the rock in my pen. I'm walking towards these bitches.
Like, hey.
I hear my nana. She be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money.
Nick P, too lit, did bitch, too lit. AP, too brick, bad bitch, too thick. Fashion, ooh-wee, back in, ooh-wee. Kardashian, two-piece, mask of that Uzi. Trapping by Pool Creek, action when it bout me. They say you not the man in the streets, I flash it. Now you got the man with the key.
Hold up,
I crashed it. Now I'm in that new strategy.
What?
They finally free my fucking brother D.
Hey,
pedal. Man, time to turn up on them beats. I'm dangerous.
Woo.
Oh, you acting hard, nigga, please. Gang with me. And we in the club 100 deep, nigga.
Dead bit, too lit, the bit, rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sharday, red bottom, 2K. Yeah, master 40K, Atlanta. On a new wave,
bit, bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay, red bit, Sharday, red bottom, 2K, yacht, master 40K, Atlanta, new wave,
Atlanta, new wave, I got Blu-rays, still in the bird, bitch, I'm too paid, the forging made me swerve when I'm cruising. Know I make them nervous how I do this shit, nigga. Park the donk on Urban, leave the keys and do English. Ain't no shoe like Curry, nigga, try me, I'ma switch. No bitch, I ain't nervous, I got racks and I got glitz. In that blue excursion, I'm in traffic, sitting on inches. I might go to Phyllis, go to Flame, or throw a 20. I might take a shop and buy that, but ain't no feeling. She still go to college, but her daddy don't be trippin'. And I'm with my partners, time to turn away my niggas.
Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, bit dark, shade, dark, pay, okay, red,
bitch Sharday. Red bottom 2K, yacht master 40K. Atlanta, new wave. Hit bit too lit, the bit rule. Crit dark, shade dark, pay okay. Red bitch Sharday. Red bottom 2K, yacht master 40K. Atlanta, new wave. It's the new wave. I got Blu-rays. I pull out the garage in that new race. Fuck them if they hang, bitch, on 2K. I'm clutching cause they hang, but it's cool, hey. My bitch too lit, yo bitch, my bitch. Big rim, big crib, 4/5 right here. I won't let you try me ever, ever again. This little bitch won't buy that, she won't prick the shit. You know it ain't no problem, we gon' work this shit. Order all them bottles, daddy got this bitch lit. And we want them hoes that brung all her friends. We got this bitch loaded, gonna turn them fake. Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit dark, shade dark, pay okay. Red bit Sharday, red bottom 2K, yacht master 40K, Atlanta new wave. Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit dark, shade dark, pay okay. Red bit Sharday, red bottom 2K, yacht master 40K, Atlanta new wave.
But hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
All right, yeah, welcome to another episode. True West Radio, we up in this motherfucker once again, baby. True day, true tonight. Y'all know how we do it every motherfucker week, all week long. I got my people up in this botch with me. You know what I'm saying? We got K-9 up in here. They got Fatal is here. Miss Everywhere is here. Was here. Yeah. A sweet pea in this thing, yeah. Yeah. I guess that was a lookout or something. Trying to see what that will show up. Yeah. Motherfuckers, you know what they be doing. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm chilling, man. Over here on this pale blue.
So what y'all weather look like after all that? I want to know what y'all weather look like.
The weather. Pretty hot, a little windy, but it's hot. In the 70s. So it ain't cold.
That's in Compton.
Oh no, man, I'm up in the desert. I'm up here in Atlanta right now. By
Victorville. Yeah, you know. You're ways from home, my boy.
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah, and I know you said it was storming there when you was at. I was telling
you. Well, it's storming early today, but it's just calm right now. Beautiful skies and shit, you know what I'm saying? Clouds floating. Breeze
blowing. They can't really call it. They're not calling it here, or either just, you know, Houston is so big. It's been cloudy and slightly windy all day, but the rain chances, they took it away, and it still rained anyway, but it's been like little spouts of rain, you know, some of it sideways.
Yeah.
I think it's raining like a motherfucker somewhere else, because it's been dark all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got down on us today up here.
Oh, well. they've been bombing me with all these stories about people from yesterday. And I see all of them. I'm thinking about y'all. They talking about the people was getting undressed and stuff.
Yeah, they think that, you know they had everybody believe they're gonna get some superpowers if they steal them rays. Niggas. They said they gonna get superpowers, superhuman powers. Yeah.
They said something like
that's
that.
It just goes to show how smart motherfuckers are.
They say something about the moon like that too, so.
Yeah.
I ain't tripping though. I like the moon. Sometimes the moon is kind of bright on the cool.
Hey, yo. Hey. Yeah, man. Okay, I see Miss E want to jump back up in y'all.
Yeah, my phone went dead. I can't see when my power's out on my phone.
Yeah, we just recapping and fat-chatting, seeing what's going on. How do we live that name?
Okay, you go ahead.
Oh, Sweet Pea, go ahead, Sweet Pea.
Yeah, no, I just say I'm sorry. Seeing all the stories are about the same thing, and also I don't know what they're doing, the kind of narrative they're drawing, but they're showing a lot of rappers who went to the Country Music Awards. That's a little ploy to make them look better with all of that what's going on with Beyonce at first. Now they inviting hip hop artists, you know, to the, because you gotta be invited to those type of events. I thought that was interesting that they chose to invite Glorilla and Yo Gotti. They don't even sing, neither one of them.
What?
Mm-hmm.
But they know it's going to be iced up.
They're doing a lot of stories, though. Everything is about the black people that went. They trying to show you that. And I'm like, hey, I know what y'all doing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Who you call? Oh, hey, it might be a minute then. Oh, hey. Yeah, we're not going to go right now. Watch this. Everybody jump in. If I just walk right in, Can y'all hear me?
Uh-huh.
Damn. My mute button ain't working.
You talking about somebody here talking about shit?
I wasn't talking about shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm glad y'all noticed it, though, you know.
y'all scared, not tonight.
And then the fuck up shit is, I don't even know what the fuck to talk about. I'm scared to talk about shit.
I'm scared
to play video. You jump on the phone for the right song. Shit.
Y'all better stop.
Ooh,
it.
I wonder why I take all this motherfucking mental health medicine.
Y'all are crazy, man.
But I do personally want to thank you guys for donating to get the show back on. You all appreciate it. That pork.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. It's going to be all right, though, you know? We're going to be all right. We got a whole nother month of bullshit that we ever fucking want to do. Hey, Unstable. Yeah. Is you available?
Yeah.
Your girl, what's her name? A-Channel Anna, Yana, Anita, Patina.
Patina.
I know you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm trying to get her to read the MP3 for
her. I keep telling her to send it.
Tell her to shoot me. I called her and told her. She was supposed to deal with someone. I guess she was at work.
Yeah, she said she's trying to put them in MVP, but she don't have enough room on her computer or something to send it or something.
Oh. Okay, okay. I don't know what to tell her.
I just send you a website address. I guess that's not no good.
You send what?
She sent a file or something. I don't know what she sent.
Oh, she just sent you something?
No, she sent it to Scratch, I think. She sent it to Scratch.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I can tell her to send it to you. I'm gonna tell her right now.
Yeah, I probably never get it. She sent it over there.
What's good, Unfadable?
What's up, man?
I see you made it down to Easy Street by time.
Yes, sir.
That time y'all made it down there. That's a good deal.
That's celebrating Easy.
Yeah, what do you call it? Where K-9? K-9 on here?
Yeah, he was.
I'm here. Just multitasking. What's up with you, Mr. Everywhere?
Okay, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, everybody on here. I was mad, man. I went to the AT&T store trying to get my 15 Pro Max. Them joker told me I had to change my number. I said, that was a lie. I said, I make money off this phone. So I came home and called 800 corporate. They said, oh, man, they could have changed your number. So I'm going back tomorrow and getting my phone. I bought one at Walmart and opened it up. But I can't see my screen. I don't know who it is. They send a naked picture. I won't know.
No, you missing that right now.
Tell me what it looked like.
You know you get 10 pages a day.
Yeah, I got the word you got.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's on the menu for tonight, man? Y'all ain't got nothing cooked up.
No,
boy.
I'm trying to get
his fish in
the
middle.
Shit.
Didn't Sweet P have something to talk about yesterday, Sweet P?
Oh, I ain't cooking. Shit. Not today. Not today.
Goddamn, boy. I don't know if somebody goddamn it shoot, man. They got shit, boy. What they smoking?
Yeah.
It's that real freaking dog nasty.
Man, you smoking that? Hell, you goddamn it shoot. Boy, you like goddamn it, Angela Bassett waiting to exhale over there, ain't you?
All I got to do is last an hour and 30 minutes. I'll be good.
Oh, shoot.
I'm in a home stretch then.
What you mean?
Here you go. Yeah.
I don't know why it's so damn cold in this. I know my ass is cold, man. That shit is hot and warm today and damn cold in my room. Can't get warm. Damn, yeah, fadeable. Y'all got to get off in the booth now, man, and drop something, man.
I know.
Yeah, we got to drop.
Me and Kane are going to get in the studio pretty soon.
I was seeing your flow. I told Kane, I said, man, I said, God damn it, that damn unfavorable. I just seen the video last week. He told me, go look. I was like, man, I don't see no damn video. I went and looked. I said, damn, that joker riding the beat. I said, he know how to ride the beat. Why he playing? You up there playing pimp, man. Shoot, man. Can't be a pimp threatening the whole pet. You got to get out there, man.
Man.
You got to get out
there. Yeah,
yeah. I feel you.
Get out there, man. That's a nice. I like that video, y'all. Then you got the little yacht and stuff like that. Looking like Gilligan's Island and shit like that, you know. Yeah, y'all got to go in and do that, man. Y'all got the man, the talent. Y'all got all the mouthpieces. You got the flow. K9 got the flow. And y'all, man, shoot, man. Y'all the OGs. Y'all put to tell them young G's, man. They get off the park bench and get off the basketball court. And go hang by the fence. Then look at little young G come in there, man. Take y'all shine. Y'all paved the way. When Easy came out, he paved the way. And he passed the torch on to y'all. So what are y'all going to do? Y'all gonna let the torch burn out? Or y'all going to run that summer gun around the goddamn it, around the lap or two?
Sir, I hear you.
Uh-huh.
Something like that, you know, I hear you on the radio show, and then I seen the video, and I'm like, oh, shit, he really got some heat behind his back behind him. So he really got a mouthpiece, but hell, shoot, man. The tree falling in the forest, ain't nobody around there to hear it. You make a sound. You got to let everybody hear you.
That part.
Y'all would be cooking up a video every week. Y'all in L.A. If I was in L.A., I'm in Santa Monica Beach. I'm on Crenshaw. I'm shooting a video every week. They're going to think I'm goddamn it. They're going to think I'm Spike Lee or John Singleton. They're going to see the camera moving every week.
And you know, I was telling Ken on the same exact thing you just said.
Yep, y'all got to put that play in motion, man. Y'all throwing each other the alley-oop, but y'all slam dunking on the wrong goal. You got to go back on the other end of the court.
We in the beginning of making something. Exactly.
Yeah, cause I was like, damn, that video, I thought that video was a damn movie. That video was about 9 minutes long. I said, this nigga done rap for 9 minutes. But I liked it. I was like, damn, K-9, y'all done went to commercial on that damn video. Came back. That shit was nice, though.
Thanks.
I said, y'all got to keep that flame going, man.
Yes, sir.
Y'all go rap, get y'all a couple of them young, get some of them little young soldiers out there, man. Grab them and jump on a few tracks with them, man, and stamp their name on some projects with y'all, man, and keep it going.
Yeah, we cooking something
up. Yeah, I got confetti right there in Dallas. Confetti working. I told Confetti, I said, hey, man, I called. Look, man, I got you this feature lined up with a legend in you. Yeah, you've been in the game a long time. I linked them in. They got at it. Went to the studio that same, but 2 days later, knocked it out. Then they working on the video. You know, I sit on his ass. Freddie know I call him 2 o'clock in the morning and cuss him out. Get your ass up and go do that song. Get your ass up and then go write that song. He going to you okay? You know, I listened to K-9 stuff on the show, but I didn't know that was K-9. I would hear the stuff, but I didn't know it was him. Then when he told me to go check his album, I was like, man, you got all this heat, man. And y'all sitting up there sitting, man. Shit, ain't no way I'm taking no money to put a line more to the pawn shop without cutting grass with it. Shit, no. Shit, man, y'all going to be going everything down in town.
Lord.
Are you? Put me down, please.
Yeah, let me get this one from my lap.
What's going on here back neck of the woods? What's going on in Texas, sweet pea?
Oh, nothing. Little janky weather. That's about it.
You know that was coming up with the eclipse. Everybody knew that.
Yeah, it always mess up the weather, but they can't never call it here anyway, but it was some tornadoes somewhere outside of Houston. I want to say Beaumont or something was on the tornado watch. I can't exactly remember, but it was close enough for it to be dark here all day. The sun didn't come out till the evening time, so it's getting to be that time of year. Niggas gotta get ready. That water is warming up, so. Yeah, you already know. It's time to start buying water and shit like your auntie be doing. Making buy the, my auntie used to buy the water, y'all, and she wouldn't let us drink it. And that water sat there for so long. We started stealing water bottles like after a year or so. But I'm telling you, every time she buy canned goods and all that shit, it's about that time of year. So I don't know. I'm hoping we be safe here. I don't want it to be too crazy.
That's what I miss about Arkansas, that well water. That well water was nice and cold and tastes better than any tap water you could ever get.
And they doing something with the buses, too. So, you know, they got a new mayor, so they trying to do something. I'm not exactly sure what they doing, but they keep on trying to act like people should be riding bicycles and stuff like that. And they put these bicycle lanes in the street and shit, y'all. Don't nobody ride no bicycles over there in the areas, especially where I used to stay at. They just wasting money and mess up the street for nothing, and implementing new laws that really, literally tore up the whole street for over a year for something that nobody uses.
Well, you always going to have some dude named Howard who's going to say, well, I like to commute by bicycle to work, and they're going to build him a whole goddamn bike silver lane all the way around the interstate, around the whole city.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like when they redid the numbers of all of them and everything. Now the one in front of the home, the 63, the fines, but it's late now all the time. But I said, I was just joking with Chris. I said the 163 would have never been late. But it's the truth, you know? Yeah, the 163 used to be dumping, man. You wait 5, 10, 15 minutes, another one is coming. But not now. It's not like it used to be. And like I said, people don't ride bicycles here. People don't even have bicycles. They forget that all that kind of stuff costs money, and they don't pay people enough here to even be buying extras and stuff.
Hey,
what
guest
scheduled
for this week?
What?
What's your time? I'm asking, he had any guest scheduled for this week?
Nah, I ain't got no.
I'm trying
That's
to
all
see
y'all
if I'm trying to see if Mac Maul's gonna hit me back. I told him I see if this show was gonna be on, and now we know that on, I'm gonna hit him up in a little bit while we're on the show, and see if he's gonna be available this week. We probably be able to bring him on. He's from out there in Vallejo, Vallejo legend, West Coast legend. So, yeah, it's hard to do anything with that phone, and my tablet won't stay charged up, so that's what's killing me. I can't do nothing but do everything with the phone. I mean, everything with the tablet for now.
What?
Yeah.
Do say. I need to borrow me about $13 before you ain't gonna hit me.
What you gonna do with it?
Well,
that's how my that's how my grandma used to do. What you trying to do with it? I'm like, dang.
Well, $60 going to toilet paper. Another $4 going to soap to bathe with. I'd be a perfect bum. You know what I'm saying?
I
need $5.75 to wash my clothes. $1.45 I can take a shower at the car wash.
Hey, but while you bull jiving, I used to go to I get out the chicken plant. I didn't really smell like no chicken because I didn't touch no chicken. But anyway, I'd be in that freezer suit sweating. I get out the chicken plant, and I go all the way to Texarkana to the truck stop, go in there, pay my $8 and take my shower, and then throw my suit and tie on, then go to the club to take my pictures and stuff on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Sometimes I didn't have to work on Saturday, but sometimes I did. But I sit up there, and that man said, "Do you have a place that you call home?" I said, "Yeah, why you say that?" "Because you coming in all the time, and I know you're not a truck driver." I said, "No, man." I said, "I get off work and have to take a bath before I go in the club and take pictures where I make my money at." He's like, "Okay." I was like, "Yeah, man, but that shit, that $8 go a long way."
You know.
If somebody's they can live at a truck stop. Yeah, that truck stop in Texarkana, it's got a Denny's in there, so it got a restaurant, shower, bathroom, TV, so you can go and sit up there and sleep in your car, and then go in there and eat breakfast and take a shower every day for $200-something a month. God dang it, you can live for a whole 3 or 4 months and build your money up if you're smart.
I don't know why they ain't trying to put no buses in the city, man.
Putting a what?
And they buses. They got them far out, like out of town and stuff. If they had a buses in the city, it'll probably be over with for everybody else. They got a lot of stuff for sale in their store. And then I seen some, like, at truck stops are so big, they look almost like a mall.
Yeah, that's how they are, you know, because it had, like, one of them we went to had, like, 36 truck driver gas pumps just for the truck drivers, and then you had the regular people's gas pumps.
I saw one where they was actually cooking the food. There's so many people come in, and they were cooking the food they sell.
Yeah, they cook it right there, the barbecue brisket sandwiches and all that. They cook it right there in front of you.
I'm going to tell you where you need to go to. The best gas station in the world, but it's only on the East Coast, and it was Bucky's. They got 200 pumps.
See?
Food court. I swear to you, when we went in there, I swear I thought I was at Walmart. It was a gas station.
I told y'all. It's for real. And they getting bigger and bigger. I didn't even know that they was on like they are now. We went when they was like a little grocery station down there in the city when we was going to the country. And we pull over, we was like, well, they got breakfast sandwiches and they got all these kind of drink machines and this and that. And they was selling clothes and all kind of little stuff. Like they had liquor and everything.
Bucky's, they sell barbecue grills, okay?
and they build a one right by Trula's house, too, right by her house on Interstate 20.
I'm going to tell you what I won't buy from there is the beef jerky. That shit was like $31 a pound.
But guess what? You know how much their managers make? They make $150,000, $180,000 a year. And the people that clean the bathroom make like $23 an hour.
They sure do.
I believe it. She said the motherfucking sandwiches was like $13. The burritos was like $15.
What up, Jojo?
What's up with it?
How you been, man?
I can't complain. Can't complain. I'm still alive.
What's up, man?
I'll tell you one thing, though. But that $1.29 large drink was the best deal I got from that place.
I'm telling you. They had a slushing machine, too, at the one we was at.
Ah.
And I'm going to tell you now, if you ever go in there, you be prepared to get in the line to go to the bathroom.
Let me ask y'all this. Have any of y'all ever went to Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
When did you guys
come?
Because I've never been. I heard some stuff, but I've never been.
I didn't see much of her.
The food is all right, but they horrible with their customer service. I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh.
When I went to here, they had about a 45-minute wait every time because everybody would go there because they got breakfast, and people would go there and eat breakfast and fried chicken and all that at the same time throughout the day. So I was just like, well, I just come and sit in the lobby and wait and sit up there and do my little shopping, buying candy and shit. And that black soap, they got that charcoal soap. I used to go there and buy it, and I sit there, and then they'll call me and tell me my table's ready.
That's all right. I heard a lot of bad stuff about them. And when I get me a ride, I'm going to hit the block and right outside the hood like always. And I'm going, hey, love know where I'm going. I'm going to that Frank's Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Roadhouse.
You ain't went to that Cali restaurant yet?
No. I don't, what's the name of it?
Cali or Houston or something. I forgot. I sent it to you. Like Cali of Houston or something like that.
Hold on, because this phone don't be working like that with the messages.
Yeah, I'll put it back up again and send it. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind checking out because it says they got one in Dallas that does the same deal. Then they got one in what they call it. The one in Dallas is just like Houston. It plays all West Coast hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
It's called Taste of Cali, ain't it? Ain't
yeah,
it
called Taste, like that, Cali? Taste of Cali. Yeah, something like that.
A Taste of Cali or something like that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, y'all had Trio Burger? How them Trio Burger made, man?
I heard bad reviews about it.
Have anybody tasted one on his radio right now?
Mm-mm.
Damn, that's something right there. Shit.
Can't nobody make a better burger than me. Ain't nobody going to top me for making a burger. Y'all might get me on ribs because I don't eat ribs, but a hamburger on the grill, ain't nobody topping me.
Well, when I have my official birthday party, I'm going to have to fly you in.
Well, look,
I guarantee you, every time you take a bite, you're going to hear the cow move.
So look, it's not that I got a problem with it or that I don't want to go. It's just that the lines and the traffic that I saw, that was crazy. And I used to work in that area and be around it every day. But I'm not finna go and find a way all the way over there to stand in line for 3 hours for a burger, like you said, you know. I would try it. Mm-hmm.
Now, on a crack your night,
I'm right
there. at In-N-Out, man. I might stay at In-N-Out, man, like an hour or so, messing around, hanging out. Like, we go there, we chopping it up. Like, we ain't just waiting. We're, like, chopping it up, having a little meeting or whatever. But other than that, I wouldn't even wait that long for a burger from there.
Man, now you do his Carl Jr. if he's got down there Western Stars and 200 rings.
Carl Jr. ain't never got no line.
And that barbecue sauce, man, I'm going to get two cookies.
That big one, man. Big Western.
Man, forget all of this.
Like
we going, I'm going to the burger part. We going to
yeah.
We going to the burger part.
I got
hey, it's a spot in Richmond. In the Bay Area, it's a spot called
really appreciate you,
National.
Okay.
National cracking too, though.
I'm going to have to check that out. I like Fat Burgers. Fat Burgers. Fat Burgers is cool, too.
Hey, Fat Burgers used to be cool. They used to be, I don't know what happened to them. I don't really fuck with them no more. I stopped. I used to go there and get Turkey Burger. I used to get their Turkey Burger all the time. I stopped fucking
with
them.
Unless you go to the one in L.A.
Yeah, I stopped fucking with them.
I apologize. I don't get to eat that much so I can cook.
But you've been all the places that I'm talking about, though. That's what I'm saying. I'll be cooking, too. But when I go somewhere, you know where I'm going. You know where these places are.
Yeah, yeah. You dig it?
Shoot, they know. You tell Buddha, tell you, I say Buddha, he be like, man, we going to eat a hamburger. I said, man, we getting goddamn 28-ounce T-bone steak and shrimp and baked potatoes. He said, huh? I said, shit, man, I don't eat no goddamn hamburger, man. I ain't no hamburger as Negro. Shit, I eat good. Every time I leave out of town, I eat good. That's what I tell you.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. When we go out to eat, so you won't feel me, I'm going to order two hamburgers.
I'm eating steak. I just had a T-bone. 2 days ago? 2 days ago, we went out and ate T-bones at it was buy one get one free at damn, what was that place they had them at? Ruby's Tuesday, they had buy one get one free. Buy one steak, no, buy one get one for $3. Last Thursday. So I bought my T-bone steak, and my mom got her steak. She got steak and shrimp. I didn't want the shrimp that time, but I got the steak, and she got her for $3, steak and shrimp.
Yeah.
I found this place on the map. Like, they got pretty good reviews so far, but they look like this.
It.
I see some shrimp on top of a pineapple or something. I'm like, that's a little weird right there.
No, that's good. You ain't ate a pineapple bowl with the beef strips with the shrimp and pineapples in the pineapple bowl, grilled pineapples on top of the beef and shrimp.
You know I got allergies.
Oh, you can't. You missed out. You had to tell your allergies to go home or something.
I ain't even had that.
Man, I'm telling you, come down here and get one of them pineapple bowls, and they cut the whole pineapple up. They cut it in half and then dig all the pineapple out, throw that on the grill, and then sit up there and grill that damn beef and grill them shrimp, and then put them in the pineapple bowl. You take that fork and eat them pineapple with that shit. Boy, you talking about some good meat. You don't come to Florida then now. You alert the pineapple bowl. You better stay where you at and get some Texas Taco Tuesdays or something. But down here, but them pineapple bowls and that Jamaican jerk chicken be jumping.
My pineapple bowl be different. I do mine with meatloaf.
Some of that gator jerky from up under the freeway pass, up under the bridge pass.
Yeah.
They still out there selling that shit out there, Mr. Everywhere.
With the gator jerky?
Yeah,
they
that boy still.
Jerky they sell in the store. They sell it in Arkansas in the store, too.
They don't got it in Florida no more, how they used to just have to the side of the road?
No, most of the people, they just got gator tails. They sell gator tails and gator tail bites and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They sell that in restaurants. Sometimes, what you call it, they have people to be having them festival. They got alligator on one grill and got shark over there, barbecue shark over there.
Yeah, for sure.
Grill
I bought
all that stuff.
I bought a bunch of pounds of when I was there.
It was fire. Tender. Fire.
Yeah. I had it before. I was tripped out. They had some rabbit. We were somewhere we went, and Buddha was showing me all that. Man, they got gator. They got rabbit. And man, I don't eat none of that shit. Put that shit back on the rat. He was headed to check on confetti that time. I was like, man.
Y'all was at
that
alien.
That Bucky's, I think.
Yeah, Bucky's or the alien jerky spot. They got all any fucking thing you want in that motherfucker.
Snake, yeah, we did
rattlesnake
Bucky's,
jerky.
That woman cleaned the trash out. She said, ooh, you got a pretty car. Can I take a picture with y'all? Ooh, that car's so pretty. I'm like, yeah, we got to get to Dallas. You got to hurry up. Everywhere we pulled up, I was in the goddamn rental, Dodge Challenger, and Burgundy, Brandywine Burgundy, and everywhere we pulled up from Hot Springs to what they call it. I got in trouble in Hot Springs. Buddha ain't here to tell you, but I went in the store with this one girl. She told me, come see me before you leave to go to Dallas. And I had to go up there for my son's graduation to get the money for his party. Give it to his mama, and she come see me. So she's in the store. Another girl bent down with some thongs on, and her butt cheeks and all that hanging out, and all that good old stuff. And so the other girl, she seen the other girl looking at me. So she like, what the hell? I just gave him a hug. And they cried looking at him. I walk outside. The girl with the thongs on followed me. She said, ooh, I like that car. I wish I could ride in that car. Booty's like, ooh. And then I said, well, damn, you got a nice car too. She in a Mercedes. I'm like, she had a 500 Benzo, and she liking my car, and she trying to get my number. She got my number, and the other girl looking out the window. I said, oh, boy, I'm going to catch hell. Everywhere we stopped that night, and even when we got to the club, they was all coming up to her. What's up? I said, shit, man, y'all will get me in trouble.
The wheel watches. I'm a whale watcher. That was
right
a bopper right there. She was a bopper.
Man,
that
I was just
wasn't
listening
to her car either.
Ray Parker Jr. radio, you know, just like you do. I was just listening to that yesterday. I think my mom was playing that on what you call it. I said, man, I ain't heard that song since 1980-something, man.
What's that?
That Ray Parker Jr., I got to download that because I got everything pretty much 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, all the Texas rappers except for T.T. Notty and Sauce Walker. And I got all the West Coast artists except for E-40, Sebo, Brother Lynch right now. It's downloading Filthy Rich, but I got almost everybody. And then I got to get my New York, my Midwest, and all my Louisiana, Memphis, Mississippi, Atlanta, and Florida rap. But I got damn near everybody in L.A. Everybody. Even K-9. I got K-9. I got to get Mr. Underpaid music if he wants me to play it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you got? You ain't got no music to spin? Hell, love?
Of course, I always do.
Spin that new hair of love, man.
Alright, you guys need it? Here we go. 1, 2, and 3.
Don't.
Look at this Death Row West Side, nigga. Fuck them all. West Side, nigga.
Cash
West
on
side.
The
gift. How we do
other niggas close their eyes.
See the dreams and they sleep. Death Row. Don't
fall,
fall asleep, nigga. Don't fall asleep. Eyes open. Wide open,
get your cash on the street, baby. Other niggas close to your eyes.
Quit staring at me like an infrared, nigga.
Fall asleep.
Bitches are plenty, sipping my glass full of Henny. Hands on my semi, automatic kill for pennies. Approach for contact, cause I'm live, I multiply. Soon as I open fire, niggas die with open eyes. Scared to take a nap, it's a trap. A long maze, dreaming of getting stacks. Making scratch the wrong way, what the song say? We murder motherfuckers daily. Blackout, blow the track out. My lyrics never fail me. I inhale strong weed and release the stress. Deliver the bomb shit from the east to west. Like, yeah, yo, niggas pull out when I face up. It's your beep. Other niggas close their eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep. But don't fall asleep. Yeah, don't fall
asleep. You can get your cash on, nigga, if you beat. Other niggas close they eyes, seeing dreams in they sleep. But don't fall asleep. Now in this life I'm leading, I try to speak, but I fail. I'm thinking I should've listened when that teacher was teaching. I bailed through life with more free knowledge than the book you give me. But in school I played the fool, I probably should've took a Disney. Now I'm in a position, but I'm missing the simple. Get some cash to this rap game, I hustle to get to. Uh-huh, me and my dogs, down like we on a force. Fighting through the walls, shoulder to shoulder, outlaws. Yeah, it's just this nigga tatty, added like addicts. Cabbage snatches, right on up until they catch us. Forever running from the times when we were broken. $3 for gas, if I throw them when we was broken.
But I mean sleeping mentally. I mean when niggas close their eyes to the way the game go. You can't fall asleep, my nigga. Not on death row.
Mike Jack, 1-2-1-2-1-2. I flip back, double deck and stretch and snap on his rack. Then cut him from his neck to his rack. Jersey jigger, another nigga from a drug stomach. Feed behind it, so if I want it, I'm a thug running. Robbing cradles and robbing niggas for bitches. Robbing bitches for they riches, cause I'm straight pulling switches. Fuck fine. I cool by the school pumping on it. That lunch jam in the sun with a blunt full of chronic. The man. I try to let you know about the Badlands. So now I'm in your town, taking them down in a caravan. Deep like them deep-ass niggas at the creek. So when I creep, don't sleep. Or watch your flow catch a slow leak. Don't fall asleep. You can get your cash on, nigga, if you peep. Other niggas close they eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep. But don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. You can get your cash on, nigga, if you peep. Other niggas close they eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep. But don't fall asleep.
Don't go to sleep, nigga. Don't go to sleep. Outlaws, nigga. Outlaws. Motherfucking M.O.B. Money over bitches. Bullets to the tricks. You know what time it is, nigga. Don't go to sleep. Bad boy killer. There's no one realer. Mob D killer. You know X killer. All you niggas die. In your motherfucking sleep. Go ahead and close your eyes, motherfucker. You sleeping on it. Close your eyes, nigga. You sleeping on the.
Be the floor to me. Island vibe, I act accordingly. Yet most niggas be content with what that floor to be. I used to want some more bad bitches for me. Sorority, but soul ties, you need that more to me. I ain't content with just making it out the east. My boss is Celtics. Reversing the kid, that's on my meat, and you can spell them. Purple got into the token, eyes low. City on my back, a wide low. Upper butt, how much they overlook. Oh, high and up, oh, high. Boy. You ain't bubble, be back in junior high. But soon as I go hotter than summer, you sweat no June, July. Call me wide, and if that, I feel won't see destruction. Cause the end really came from nothing. Mama yelling, some demon all on my melanin to make it back before the street lights. That's when the felons and the freaks get to roam in the streets. So guard your melon and your brother keep a close eye. We'll hope you spot a fall from a fake. We'll help you close eyes. Don't know why these niggas don't learn from others' mistakes. Forget you what all the work it takes. Out in Cleveland just to see the lake. Pushing Ohio in the state. And that's where we meet. We gon' get this cake.
And we gon' be falling someday.
Life is not a game, but I treat it like Monopoly. They can put a wall in this road, they ain't stopping me. Facts, now they copy me, my timing got them watching me. Hey, yeah, come and look, baby, let me show you how to groove.
How to groove.
You can try to get it, but you gotta know the move.
Know the move.
Now that's that Midwest pimpin'. Come to Chicago and get a boat.
It's
summertime, it's hotter, but that cold hits different. My niggas is my digging. These women is God giving. You rockin', we on a mission.
Hey.
We rollin', I pay attention. You light it, then I'ma hit it.
Yeah.
Cause we all in it. Hey. Detroit, we stepping out. Ohio, it's all love. Chi-town, we ballin' out.
Ballin' out.
West players, but my granny from the south. Different type of soul, you can't buy with no amount.
Time to go to school. Flying miles away. Then we'll out. Better come to take a bite.
many triggers, but we always had heart. And that's our style, real ones know exact spot. Broke the fence, now watch me rage. Don't let me start, this a cook tiny combo. Rollin' up my fronzo, man, I'm by my cheddar. I ain't stressin' over no, whoa. So now gone, hit the switch track. And my brother Lil hit me on the dispatch. And shit, if you ain't about your grind, we a mismatch. And so real man won't give a damn, it's in my big bag. And the cap, turn me up, tell rude to the good bros. Plenty mad, they showed hands. Switching up, looking like the monster. I said, any we rolling tough. This that new pack you want, smoke the big stuff. So all you rap, the niggas can keep making K-pop. Everybody knows a real beast. J-Park,
Time to kind of smooth. Flying private jet, miles away. The world, but it's time to take a bite of my love.
I'm a
Chris. Oh. I can't.
Who is coming? Who is coming?
It was just Chris.
Right here. Have we dispatched units to the location Scratch tried to lure us to?
I coordinated it before we left. They're on their way.
SWAT will meet us on site at Scratch's house.
I know we all want this son of a bitch's head on a platter, but SWAT has to clear every single room before we step foot inside.
Serial killer, masked man in the shadow, dressed ready for battle, snakes without a rattle, creeping in the dark behind bushes and trees. Hide your gun, you better run before you get some of these. Do me wrong in this zone, here I come, watch your back. Niggas talk too much, that's why I knew where they was at. Exactly, surprise, motherfucker, it's me. Unexpected, you wanna live, since your bitch has defected. Take one, take two, maybe three, maybe four. I don't know how many till your ass hit the floor. I go hard, disregard, Mr. Nice Guy. I wonder why you disrespect. The contract is signed for me to break your neck. But wait a sec, I wanna make this heard for a long time before you flatline, erase from mankind. I wanna be the last thing that you see, and he'll remember me, throwing up a dub in the sea. Me never, however, if you want to, we could go there. Me and you and a friend, that'll make the fight fair. My gray hair make you think you got the upper hand. I slept the fuck out your ass, that's a grown man. Come over here to the true one, catch these hollows. Fuck Rainbow Bright and all them bitch niggas that follow. Watch what you say about the old men. Look at them the day you won't see his bitch ass again.
Yeah.
H-Town, holding it down, Lil Neek, a.k.a.
Yeah, yeah, can't scratch, can't scratch. True West, for life, remember that, remember that. Be the chief, but that ain't nothing but an Indian. Make your own tracks and start a business then. Don't wait for nobody else to guide you through the light. Sometimes it gets bright, but in the end it's dark as midnight. I'm not perfect, cause my shit is alright. I say solidify, dope as fuck, but I had to swallow my pride to get the rep that I got. Started from the gutter, went from DJ to King, and there won't be no other track that could take me off my throne. I'ma still rule my kingdom even when I'm dead and gone. Niggas can't be true when they not true. It's kinda fucked up when you're supposed to be cool. Don't give a fuck about you. I guess I'm not caring no more. I can do this in my sleep. A loyal nigga is the one you should keep. Shake my fucking head. I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
4 or 5 years, you've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me, cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you was a fraud, MTVs on your banners and shit. You don't have much song, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gonna make no money, independent or record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass, niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
I know they said I wouldn't make it, but I made it. So tired of being patient, time wasted, but I waited. Through all the rain and pain and shame and games and all the hatred. No, you ain't gotta say it, but I know that I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest.
This is dedicated to the one that passed. The ones that's doing time and all the ones that's here today. I know it's been a struggle, I don't know what else to say. Granny always told me, baby, all you gotta do is pray. So I'm praying for the real fathers and the single mothers who do their best but forced to raise their children in the gutter. And foster care, they take and separate sisters and brothers. And place them in a home to go be mistreated by others. Look at all these homeless bums, have these faces bitches. Belittled and neglected by a country they protect.
I'm speaking from the heart and I can feel it in my soul. This thought I can't wait, the greatest story ever told. Every child that lost a parent, every parent that lost a child. Been through it all, but still somehow you try to keep a smile. I hear the streets crying out, how can we ignore them? And since that's where I'm from, I have no problem speaking for them.
I know they said I wouldn't make it, but I made it. So tired of being patient, time wasted, but I waited. Through all the rain, the pain, the shame, the games, and all the hatred. No, you ain't gotta see it, but I know that I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest.
Times are hard, your heart is scarred. Some other hatred, the fake and the breaking your back. At night you cry yourself to sleep. But joy comes in the morning, baby, go away. Cause you gon' see that he'll be your everything. He'll give you strength, he'll never leave you. So try your eyes. This is your time, baby, gone and shine. Like the diamond that you are, shut your crown cause you're a star. No matter what they say, you know that you are.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
All right, we'll be back up in the fan trust radio with Van Dyer. Yeah, I apologize. I got a little drifty right there on this segment there, but yeah, it is what it is. True style, true style.
You got a little bit what?
You got a little bit carried away.
Oh, maybe. I don't think you got carried away. That's good. Just play more music someday. People will say, you know, they won't try to say y'all not a radio station or whatever.
Yeah, I just be trying to break the monotony. Keep everything in motion.
I know. I feel like I don't know. I just feel like something's going to happen. I ain't been warned about nothing. But I feel like something's going to happen because I've been looking at, the weather and shit a lot. So I'm like, man, here we go. It's that hurricane weather. Not a hurricane, tornado. Tornadoes are bad too, you know? With that hurricane.
Right on.
It sounds like a train right finna run into your house.
Oh yeah.
Yep. A hurricane sounds just like a train coming.
Yeah.
That's the most disturbing thing I ever heard in my life.
I know what it is. That ain't no shit you just.
Yeah, the ceiling was dripping on me, dripping on my face. a few hours later. And then next morning, the roof fell in.
Damn.
Yeah, I was in there moving stuff around, and I was on that side of the room, and I turned around and walked away, and the roof fell in. Some crazy stuff be happening. That's why you gotta make sure your roof is good. You gotta make sure all that shit good. And people with gutters, they clean that shit. Stop playing games.
Yeah.
It's serious. It might sound lame, but you know, it's serious. Because all the shit that I done watched happen the last 10 or 15 years, it's even worse than the stories they used to be talking about on the news back in the day.
Yeah.
You ever think about that, y'all? That we live in history? The stuff that we've been through, they writing in books right now? I ain't gonna see it, I guess. Because it's gonna be for students. They're gonna probably write half the truth, but yeah. They definitely gonna write about all this shit. The recessions, the all of that.
Yeah.
Who's that funky ass pandemic?
Yeah, that was a bitch, though.
That's the thing. I was so happy to be alive. I wasn't even getting mad when I was hearing songs that I don't like no more.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this question. Didn't we interview Montel Jordan?
I thought we interviewed
him or somebody that know him or something like that.
No, it wasn't him.
I know we did the public announcement guy, and I can't remember, man. It's a lot of people I would like to reach out to again. But I'm real, my mind ain't working like that, especially not now, because I can't find the flyers, we used to use or nothing.
Yeah, we done done a bunch of people's shit, man.
I'm trying to think who the hell it is. I can't remember. It was somebody that they considered a one-hit wonder. And I asked them, are they mad about it? Or I asked them about, do they still get paid from the song or something? I can't remember who it was, though.
Yeah. You had a lot of them on.
That's true. A lot of people write and produce and do other shit, though.
Yeah.
And they don't like to give them their credit.
Yeah. We got a whole bunch of underdogs. Once you hear the way that it wasn't even really known what they were doing the bees.
I was mad when I found out some of the songs that Money Long wrote for people. I was like, I know that song. And sometimes when you hear a song that somebody else wrote that, you know, ghosted for them, you can hear them singing it or you can hear them rapping it, really, once you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, they say Jay-Z wrote, I think, Still Dre. If you listen to it, I believe that, because it's not the regular cadence of his music.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a good impression, but it's not the original cadence from the other song, if you think about it. You listen hard.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have never noticed if nobody hadn't said anything, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not bad now. But it's just so much music out here, man. So much. Everybody's new. Selling soul, I'm telling you, to the biggest industry. Next to country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To be honest, Southern soul is
crazy.
It's like, you know,
it reminds me
of really like Tim C, how he said about rap. That's how it sounds like with country music with that. It's like, we ain't got to be a part of y'all shit. We gonna call our shit Southern soul. Southern soul music. You know what I'm saying? It's like these country rap fans.
Mm-hmm.
I like it though. It kind of reminds me of like country music, but it reminds me of like big band music, swing out music and stuff. Yeah. People do line dancing now, but it's not like you're supposed to know how to dance for real to that.
Yeah.
I don't, but that's what it sounds like.
All you got to do is stay on the rhythm.
Now I'm talking about
move your body to the rhythm.
Them people that be stepping and shit and, you know, twirl around and circle and go back and hit their little two-step together and then it's...
All that extra shit.
Yeah, I can't do all that. The head ballroom dance and shit,
I used to be missing dance in one spot.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, three times in a row.
I do whatever the song say. That's what it do. Get the thing down there and say, do the sanctuary, do the right bag. Like, all right, my buggy. Like, yeah, I can do this. One, two. But you ain't heard from Buddha.
Yeah. He in the sauce.
Oh, he in here? Oh, okay.
Someone down low.
Mm-hmm.
Someone down low.
Nothing wrong with that. As long as everybody good.
Yeah, it's all good. We ain't doing no triple ratings. Not over here.
I still think y'all should give the JoJo a segment. Man, I think that should have made us go up.
Right.
Even if he pre-recorded.
The JoJo segment.
Because people be listening to it when he started talking about that growing and stuff. A lot of people interested in it because even here in Texas, right, even with all the laws they used to have, they decriminalized it, but it was never illegal to grow, which is the crazy thing. Yeah, it's illegal to have it, get caught with it, blah, blah, blah. It's not illegal to grow.
Yeah.
Because.
I know it's one man when she was like it now. Back then. Because he had some pals to her. Yeah.
I know they have to grow this shit indoors now. You can't grow this shit outside. The weather is too unstable at this point. And it's just like food. You know, they don't want the bugs and stuff on it.
Yeah.
I know they have. And because, man, I forgot what highway that is. When we go home down there into the country, you ride by the old prison where they make them that corn be popped to hell sitting right there on the thing.
Yeah.
The corn be done with. The whole field be burnt. Every year around about this time.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, you know, go out there and see this shit on fire every year.
Mm-hmm. They making them plant that shit for fun at this point because the weather's been so bad for a long time. You know, now when I was young and we used to ride through that, people used to be like, damn, that corn looks good here, motherfucker. They be like, it's a felony to pick that corn or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a joke, you know, because you can see it and you can get to it real easy if you want to. But it's definitely a felony to pick that corn. But since I've been, like, in my adult years, that shit is horrible every year. I'm telling you, it's burnt the hell up. Don't even have a chance.
Yeah.
They might well let them start growing something else.
Why you have a bunch of shit going? You need it.
I know. Well, I know, is I better not see nobody growing no cotton. If I see people growing cotton, I'm calling the White House.
You better not come down here the wrong way. You come down 21, you're going to pay a straight through plantation.
Mm-hmm.
From the river to about 5 miles.
I saw something they was advertising people to make, I seen 18 one time, and I seen 22 another time for people to pick cotton. And I said, oh, Lord. I said, it's something in my soul. They will never let me just do that. I was like, double-digit money, though.
Yeah, it'd be good enough. Yeah.
But still, it's still, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick your own goddamn cotton.
Let me go get you, boss.
Pick your own shit.
Yeah.
Hell nah, my grandma used to pick cotton to buy school clothes and shit. Even went after the shit. It's like the shit never went away in my family.
Uh-uh.
Even after slavery, they were sharecroppers, and when they weren't sharecroppers no more, they was doing that shit to buy school clothes and shit. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I said one time, I said, these motherfuckers got me fucked up. I said, I'm going to go plant me a field of cotton, and I'm going to hire motherfuckers.
For real.
I ain't going to do all that shit. I don't care where to buy them beetles.
I said, you get about 10 beetles a month, you be good.
I said, all y'all gonna work for me.
You can get those 10, 20 bales of harvest. You in the game.
Thinking about farming fish, though, on the cool. Maybe when I get older or I have more space.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we'll know where they come from to make some money, too. They breed
fish.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't want no damn tilapia and all of this shit. I don't know when the last time I seen them selling some real fish in the damn store.
Mm-hmm. You don't hear no more.
Everything's fake. I haven't seen an egg for a long ass time in an actual grocery store.
Mm-hmm. We don't fish like we used to. Everybody got a boat. So they want to go to the big water. Come look at all this bullshit. I don't know. I just ain't no fish, dude. I used to like going to fish. But I was so brutal when it comes to removing the hook from their mouth.
Hey, so my bad. I had to take care of. But did y'all ever get a chance to see that video with that nigga Kendrick Lamar? Really, not Kendrick Lamar, but that nigga J. Cole was apologizing at his concert.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. I don't know what got into me. I apologize. I need to keep the same energy that I was keeping. Yeah, nigga, when that nigga said he got PhD, he'll do your ass like Melly Mel. That nigga's like, oh, hell no. I see Drake ain't saying nothing yet because that nigga can find it.
He probably got the most money, but I'm gonna tell you this: it might make J. Cole look like a punk, or make him look weak and all of that. But at the same time, what he did went against his own values and his own morals. See, what he did went against why he don't submit his music to the Grammys and do videos and all of that stuff. You feel me? He got caught up in the hype. Now, I don't think I would have done a public apology and all that stuff for people to make fun of me, but I understand why he did it, because he literally went against everything that he stands for when he did that. He got songs talking about it, why he's not going on tour, he don't want to be seen, he's not going to party.
He had to listen to the light skin, not the white skin boy.
Well, I wouldn't have wasted my energy responding to nobody. That's one deal he had to do. Is I tell him, check your bank account. If the motherfucker ain't got as many zeros as I got in, what you saying don't mean shit to me. And I was left alone. I wouldn't have did no diss song. That wasting his talent.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? But sometimes you got to show them that you still got it. He showed them that he still got it.
You show them with that bank account. When you post that bank account, you seen what Drake did. He sent them $1 million bill and said, y'all niggas owe me $1 million for mentioning my name just to sell y'all some records.
Oh, see?
Shut his ass up, because the thing about Drake, he a good artist and he been doing his thing, but he, you know, you just need to sit your ass down because you done got by, okay? You done made it and you done got by. Don't start no trouble because you done went around and you done literally bite off of everybody's shit. And everybody's city, everybody's style of rap. You was at rapping like you was from Houston, act like you was from Houston for the first 10 years of your career. You stole Kurt Cobain's style. Like, no, don't do that. Just be quiet and be happy with your money.
I just want to see. I want to see what he gonna do next. I don't think Drake gonna react to that.
Well, see, y'all remember when Drake first came out, right?
Mhm.
You know when he first came out? Remember they was talking about that money, the Young Money shit and all that shit, and Jay Prince stepped in? He started mentioning Jay Prince. When he first came in the game, he started mentioning Jay Prince.
Jay Prince took him over Lil Wayne. He didn't really want to win that.
When he was rapping
he was already tied in, you know. Drake been tied in, you know. Drake been tied in to the start of Texas, you know. He been tied in from the beginning of his career.
That's why I said you made it. He needs to shut up because you made a song that's a Southside classic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you steady hollering Jay Prince, and you doing this and you doing that, and then you Young Money, but you still Houston is Houston that, and you from Canada, nigga. Like, you know, be quiet. You made your money. You a good artist. You probably got the most money. So be quiet.
I didn't know that Canada.
Have love.
Yeah.
Yeah. You Michael Jones, right?
But he was born in Canada.
Huh?
New York.
You Michael Jones.
His dad is from Memphis, but he was born in Canada.
Yeah.
All right. Check your shit.
All right.
He was raised in Canada. He wasn't raised in Houston. That's all I know.
What kills me?
How he got into that?
How
well,
do you have?
Jay Prince is saying Jazz has found him. Jazz had discovered him from rapping it somewhere he was at, and he like, yeah, man. But he didn't want to bring him over to no gangster label because they're like, you a sweet boy, so we're not going to bring you over here to no gangster label. So I'm going to run you over there to Lil Wayne and try to be management of you. And he turned around and, he, you know, Lil Wayne then got him and ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to figure out how in the hell this nigga got his child and baby mama trapped in Canada, and they can't leave.
That's probably some paternity stuff. Probably got something to do with paternity. Because the thing about it is, she might have moved over here. See, if she moved over here, like she was going to live here, you can't go back like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because now he's already established basically a home with both parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was a kid, my mama can't run with me from Houston and take me to Alabama or some shit, or to Tennessee. She can't do that because your father had custody of you too and visitation. Right. And so, so I'm not telling how they got that worked out, but that sounds like she came over here to live. She probably got her, a visa to come over here and live, a work visa or something like that. And she probably decides she want to go home. They ain't going to be together. They ain't never been together or something like that. Ain't no telling. But
who y'all talking about?
He should have stayed acting on the grassy or whatever the fuck he was on.
How you doing?
He said Drake in a custody case because his baby mama said that
appreciate that, bro.
That boy and her is trapped in the U.S.
Yeah.
Y'all can't come back.
Appreciate that, bro. We got 10 more minutes left on this cruise. If you tuned in online, check us out tomorrow night. We'll be here as well. 8 to 10, we're going to get it in. You know what I mean? If you're on the west, it's 6 to 8. We're going to keep you straight. So make sure y'all hit the number 323-642-1597 or go to the Truest logo or internet page and check out the show. Right? You know what I'm saying? And you can go back and listen to previous shows as well. As we continue the rest of the night, okay, fellas, we're on.
I thought you were about to play some music or something.
I will ring up in 5 minutes. And you play no music now. Well,
yeah. That custody is some bullshit, especially if you're rich. And another thing, a lot of men don't know that they got rights, especially if you sign the birth certificate. Legally, that's your child. Even if you raise the child for 6 years and you find out it ain't yours, guess what? You still got to drop them off over here if I want to see them because I got rights. And you're still liable for child support and all that shit, too. unless you find out who the father is and do it that way.
I keep the same philosophy. That baby don't look like me. Y'all remember that song back in the day? I thought I had a few old schools on here. Since we were born and shit the other night. Y'all don't remember that? That was at around the same time as 3 days later. Go see the doctor.
Oh, hell no.
Kumo D. Kumo D.
Yeah, y'all know I was at OD. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kumo D, one of my favorite rappers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about what's his name. Whose goddamn white baby is this?
Okay,
yeah.
William.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah. It used to be good.
What an album.
Who had an album?
Cat William working on an album.
He's going to rap or what is he doing?
He's going to rap. He's going to show y'all his IQ. So he said he's going to show niggas it's really his IQ. I'm like, ooh, wait. I'm waiting for this.
Here we go.
Let's see how it turns out. We're going to get the first track right here on True Wiz. We're going to get the Cat William exclusive.
I can't wait to hear that.
We're going to get the Cat William
exclusive. I bet it's not going to sound like Lil Duval album.
Nah.
That one song that was a hit they made in the studio on an accident.
Yeah.
He did another one that I can't get for that. He did some all right stuff on his. He was just being funny. So I wonder if he's gonna really rap or if he's gonna do some funny shit and just be rapping.
All right. If you Google, Cat Williams pretty tight, though. I Googled that nigga, seen a couple of that nigga songs rapping. I was like, what? Cat Williams, go, nigga.
Because he's from the era where everything was, I mean, you know, not me, but he basically, y'all created this shit.
In order to be a pimp, you got to know how to rap anyway.
Oh, yeah,
In order to be a pimp, you got to know where to play.
No, to be a pimp, you can't be a simp. You got to make
the
hair walk straight and you walk with a limp. So you said all kind of bullshit. I'm like, what?
Hell yeah.
All of that shit is funny. I'm glad I didn't have to deal with that growing up. I'm glad that wasn't a part of my growing up era, though. But, man, it's funny.
Yeah. See, I grew up listening to Rudy Ray Moore.
Imagine Richard Pryor trying to rap.
Mm-hmm.
But I did the cookie in the milk. Yeah, that shit blew up.
No, Richard Pryor sing.
Yeah,
he
seemed
good. He was good.
He just, his voice was
who
going
out. Who's going to
eat a song?
Gregory Hines?
He found it live on air on a TV show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I seen like an old school, like a little music video of him, a little clip or something. He sounds pretty good, though. He sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sherman Hemsley, too.
Yeah.
And what's her name, Marla, right?
Have anybody been catching the Masked Singer?
Nah.
No, I gotta get back into that though, man. I like that show a lot.
Oh, my God. Well, I ain't going to say nothing then. You need to watch it.
No, tell me. You tell me.
Nah, because the motherfucker, what was it, the clock? See, I didn't know he was a dinosaur or something. Alligator dinosaur. Find out it was Drew Hill.
It was Drew Hill?
Cisco. It was Cisco.
Oh. You couldn't tell?
No, you couldn't tell because of the way he had an accent. He changed his voice, sound like he was from a different country.
I thought he was white.
Sound like, she said, I was like, look, what girl was like, that's a white dude. I said, nah, nigga, that's a black nigga, though. I can tell that. I can tell you that much. He black. I can't tell you who it is, but he black. And then it was him.
Wow.
And he was, and you know what, though? And he did the longest song on the show so far, like, out of all the seasons.
Mm.
He would start singing that thong song, nigga, the crowd went crazy.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
But you know
what? I guess
else?
He left off his ass. He was like, whoa, and all that shit.
Hey, another person that caught me off guard, Bruce Willis' daughter.
Oh, yeah? Roma?
Yeah. She can say, I thought she was black.
Wow.
She was on The Masked Singer the first season?
I think I heard her sing before. I didn't know she was on that show, though.
Yeah, she was on there. What? But, you know,
I don't know
shit.
If it's a surprise or not, but, you know, Mariah Carey, little girl, can sing. But she sounds better than all the other kids, though, that be singing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she sounds like almost professional.
Oh, she the one want to follow her mama's footsteps. The rest of them, like, I don't give a fuck about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My daddy going to take care of me.
Right.
Am I 11 other brothers? Look, am I 11 other brothers and sisters?
God, nigga's so rich. He just keeps having kids. He rich enough to keep having kids. And I know the background behind that. He an heir. But the time up, though. We can talk about that later. Go ahead, him, little.
Man, that's our time for the night. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. And you have day, we gonna get back to the nitty gritty one more time in New City. Check us out, man. We're out here. Y'all check out the people, man. Follow them online. Cause we going down.